Medical advice. The Tanya, the person eats and he doesn't drink, has to walk down the arms before he goes to sleep. Go to the bathroom before he eats, it's gone. When you take a shower, you have to have a hot drink. So the Mogen Avraham, if you'll notice, these don't appear in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam quotes some of them in Hilchos Deis when the Rambam gives you medical advice. And the Shulchan Aruch is not quoted. So the Mogen Avraham says that perhaps the reason why it's not quoted is because the doctors in the later generations are not so convinced that this is so, and we follow the doctors in our generation. Same thing the Gemara in Mamsochem, I think, says that it's not healthy if you have fish and meat that was cooked together, so it's a satana for a sarat, a person can develop sarat. That is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mogen Avraham writes, let's quote him here today, let's quote him here today. And the Mogen Avraham writes, he thinks that it maybe doesn't apply to Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that the doctors today, we never heard that anybody developed sarat because we ate fish that was cooked with meat. We call that Mishtana HaTvari. That you have to follow the doctors of your generation. We have later in Perek Ablezer the Mila. The Gemara says that before and after they would perform a this Mila, immediately after they would bathe the baby with hot water, with warm water, to prevent infection. And if it would be Shabbos and they wouldn't have any hot water, they would postpone the bath till Sunday. And if, let's say they already performed the bath on Shabbos, you don't have any hot water to bathe the baby afterwards, you have to get a nochri to cook some hot water. Can't get a nochri. It's admitted to be Mechal Shabbos because it's a Sufik Sakana. And the Jew is allowed to cook. He's obligated to cook the water in order to bathe the baby. So the Makabe writes, and they say, Shabbos, but we don't do that with manna again. He says the hygienic conditions that existed in Sfat in the 1500s were such that Sufik Sakana doesn't exist anymore. So that's the Shabbos. Some of the things in the Gemara that the Gemara says the Sakana is. And over the generations, the Rishonim and Achronim say, the Rishonim, the Kesef Mishnah, and others, the Mogen Avraham, they say that this thing is no longer Sakana, but it says it's more, we don't follow anymore. That's the Shaila, how do you know where you draw the line? So that's the issue today about the Mitzvah of the Tzem. The Gemara sounds like it says later in Perek Ablezer the Mila. That's the only reason, that's the simple shot, you know, the only reason why you do the pizza by this mila is because of a medical concern. If it's a medical concern, you paid an infection or whatever, they should ask the doctors in your generation. Just like the Shulchan Aruch did away with a lot of things in the Gemara, because the doctors in our generation say that it's just not so. Maybe in that climate, maybe in a hot climate, maybe the Gemara goes in Buffalo and everything over there, and maybe you could live in Europe. You don't need the seat, you don't need the seat to the center, whatever. Maybe things are different. So that's the silence. So maybe we should rely on the doctors and on different. That's what many, many thoughts can say. You need the seat to the center, just because that's the way they did it. I don't know, but today you should do differently. Start to understand those and insist otherwise. Some insist that the seat is an integral part of the Bismila. Not just for medical purposes. The integral part of the mitzvah. Mila, if you don't do mitzvah, then you're not yet to the mitzvah. But the Gemara seems to say that it's only for medical purposes. So we say, no, the Gemara says there is a din in both mitzvah. If you have an employee, she's not doing a good job, so you have to, let's say, you have a secretary. And she's putting out sloppy letters, and she's not sending out the invoices on time, and everything is in trouble. You have to warn them a few times, and if they don't shape up, then you have a right to fire them. When do you have a right to fire a person right away that says that he's a malamed and a yeshiva and he's doing a lousy job, so then you have to fire him right away? You don't keep on warning him, warning him. He's killing the students. He's killing somebody and you have to drop him right away. So the Gemara says that you have a doctor. The doctor is doing things that are not healthy. It's a state of the lehada. He's going to be the powerful of the people. So you don't keep on warning him a few times. You fire the doctor right away. Or if he's a shatla, the Gemara says he's he does work for everybody in the village. He plants their bushes and so on. And he planted it wrong. He's Makalko. So you don't have to, you don't play games. He's ruining everybody's lawn. So he's just flying right away. You don't have to give him warning. So the Gemara says, but if you have a Mario, let's say he doesn't pronounce the bracha properly. He says the bracha after the meal, before the meal. So you warn him a couple of times. If he doesn't shape up for you, so you fire him. You don't allow him to continue as much. What if he doesn't do matrice? Then you fire him on the spot. Why? He's killing the baby. The suffix stuck on him. So the Gemara only, the Gemara never said that. For some person say, the Gemara never said that the only meat from the matrice is for medical purposes. The Gemara explaining, why do you fire him right away? Why don't you give him a chance? Why don't you have to warn him a few times before you fire him? So the Gemara says, this is like Umna. An Umna is a doctor. This is like a doctor. This morning he did my surgery. So there was a chief moral, and then there was a moral who did the surgery. So the chief moral announced that no one should take any photographs with a flashbulb during the surgery. Everybody broke out into laughter. It is a surgery. He's doing surgery on the face. And he has not, the other one on the stage doing the bit. He said, during the surgery. It's not correct. It is a surgery. It is more said. It's a surgery to kill a baby. So if he doesn't do mitzvah, so you fire him right away. So it never said anymore that mitzvah is only for medical purposes. Some insist that it's an integral part of this year. Years old time is an integral part. So it has to be mitzvah to the test. Because that's the way they did it years ago. But if you can figure out a way of doing the teacher today with a straw, without doing it itself, why do you have to complete it? That's the need itself. So that's the issue. So really the issue, part of the issue is that it, when they started to realize in Europe that they can do the teacher with a tube, that was in the middle of the fight with the reform. So the reform are trying to change everything, trying to do away first in the days of the Chassam Circle when they first started. So the first were abolishing the Mahabim. They were picking on one at a time. They're going to do away with the Mahabim. Then they're going to do away with the Din and the Rabban. Then they're going to do away with the Din and the Rishon. Then they're going to do away with the Rabban. So they're going to do away with the Rabban. They wiped everything off. So if he starts to do stuff, and he's going to start the little Mahabim, so they're going to wipe everything off. So that's why they were those who assisted, you're not allowed to change anything. Yeah, but you have to calm down. You have to realize it. If there is any chashash takana, so what are you insisting on doing with people? So that's the big machlokes. So we have a lot of gemara. This is one of the gemara. We have a lot of gemaras that make medical statements. And this gemara, Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, and the Mem Avraham says that we don't follow them because we don't follow all of these today. We follow the doctors in our generation. The doctors keep on changing their minds. They're eating and drinking, but it is healthy, not healthy to drink a lot. They go back and forth. You have to follow the doctor and look on the shirt because they're not. You have to follow the doctors in your generation to you. That is a big issue. When Louis Pasteur proved that there's no such thing as spontaneous generation, but then in the case of Pachad Yitzchok, that's an Italian encyclopedia on Talmudic topic, Sabbatai Talmud is. It's not as good as the Sabbatai Talmud is that we have today. It's a different kind. So he has a whole pilpul about this. It was a machlokes among the rabbanim in Italy, whether we should still observe that did in the Gemara, maybe you should be machlo, not to kill a king of his mother's death, because you know that it is part of the rabbi, it's not spontaneously generated. Maybe you should reinterpret what it means in the Gemara, maybe you shouldn't accept what the scientists say, maybe you should assume that Louis Pasteur made a mistake. So that's a big shame. I was surprised that Rabbi Mendel Schachter, a modern man in the 20th century, writes about this issue with the Horikino. He says, it didn't believe that the scientists are wrong. But there is, what do you mean, but there is spontaneous generation. Hard to follow that one. We assume that that's a big issue. To what extent do you rely on the scientific research or medical research? So the Chassam Sofer says, let's say the doctor says it's a suffix psychometry in the house down. Who says the doctor knows what he's talking about? So the Chassam Sofer says, he talks about the doctor saying in Hilchot Midah. So he says, if he ain't a believer, Shon, the doctor see what's happening there. Sometimes the doctor looks concerned. He does see what's happening today. The doctor has instruments that he can look inside and he can see. Unless they get expression with the ain't of a libra shum. So some rabbis say, as far as transmitting diseases, you can test. If you have a, what do you call it? The thing that you look
through.
A microscope. If you look through a microscope, and sometimes you can see the germ's mouth, you can identify what the germs are. So, like the Sanskrit, so this time he writes, the ain't of a libra shum. So the doctor see with his own eyes what's happening, the whole thing is guesswork, everything, all the medical research and all the scientific research, everything is just a room there. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. So it wouldn't be good to be making an hilchos nida, that's what he says in this time. Couldn't be making an hilchos nida based on what doctors say, all the medical knowledge is all the teresophic. They know that such a thing exists, but they can't really talk on it on a specific instance. And some great is Talmud, the Maran Sheik, has a true way he disagrees with his death. Sometimes he says against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you determine whether a person is Chayiv or not based on the doctor's omid. You have to make a mumdina to determine if I kill someone by throwing a stone, by shooting a bullet. So the Gemara says sometimes you have to make an omid whether the Yesh with Delaham came with Delaham. And rely on the doctors and say that the Yesh with Delaham is even the Ahmed, given the death penalty. How can you say that it's only the Torah stone? It's a big problem. To what extent and when do you sometimes they're like Rav Salvation said the Rabbanim shouldn't, he once spoke at the Chadash Nivan, he said to the young Rabbanim, to the young Mishmash, you shouldn't rush to change the halacha because the scientists discovered something new, because the Torah has been around for a long time, the Torah is going to be around for a long time to come, and the scientists may change their mind in the next 5 years, the next 20 years. So don't rush to change the halacha. Maybe that the scientists will discover otherwise later. But what if, let's say, spontaneous generation? It's already over 200 years. But they still stick to the guns. There's no such thing as spontaneous generation. So you say that that's only a topic. Or let's say genes. Or let's say microorganisms, you know, diseases. They can feed it to the... what is it called? Microscope. They can feed it to the microscope. Ain't a believer, son. So that's part of the issue. Yes, it's a big issue. It's a big issue. So this is one of the many gemaras. That the Magen Avraham, let's say, you don't follow this gemara. You don't follow all the things in this gemara. So the doctors are not there right. He says that's not true. Okay. It's a big issue. Yes, that's what Hassan Sager writes in his Shulah. Hassan Sager writes in his Shulah that the Hazal's knowledge of medicine was based on the Goyish doctors, whatever they told him. So they followed them. Yeah. He assumed that they didn't have traditions on these things. So they heard it from the Goyish doctors. So if you hear from the Goyish doctors today, otherwise, then we follow the doctors of our generation. Okay. This is the Mishnah. Hamecham Shepinehu. Hamecham is a big samovar. Shepinehu is the title. What does it mean, Shepinehu? He took the kettle. They had a kettle of water on the fire. He took it off of the fire. Or Shepinehu, that he emptied it out. So the Gemara is going to have two stuffs. So the Pinin Menor Mayim, or Shepinehu, means he took it off of the fire. So it says, leak in the Tefet Tzayim, and you shouldn't pour in cold water to show to the Chayim, the cold water is going to get cooked. And that'll be a Bishol Deraisa. Even we assume in the Babli, even if I took the kettle of water off of the fire, it's a condition, Shalah, Dabi Ha'esh, we assume that that's Mavashol B'Togot Reish, that's the Malach of Bishol Deraisa. You can be in violation of Bishol Deraisa, even if it's not Mamasal Dabi Ha'esh. The Gemara said, Gilgal Mai, so the Gemara said, Chayt Chatur. That was the left line on the Aflame Tessana day. So the Tabri holds that Bishul betoned the Chacham in the Raisa. The Rana, now that you're quoting the Yishalmi, that's in the Shachan the other day, quotes that the Yishalmi talks about it. Yishalmi holds not like the Babri, that Bishul the Raisa is only Al-Gabihoi. If you have a pot of burning hot soup and you take it off of the fire, and you put in a raw egg, and the soup is burning hot, it has oil, it's at very high temperatures, it's going to remain burning hot for a long time. The raw egg is going to get hard boiled, it's going to become a hard boiled egg. So the Shami holds that that's not Bishul Derech. Bishul Derech is only Al-Gabi Hoish. Only if the Eish is Mahalach Tafta. There's no Eish Mahalach Tafta, there's only the Rabban. The Babli holds not. That's what the Babli is on. Here the Babli thinks that this would be an Ishul Derech. Thank you, Shami, a little Ishul Derech. The pouring cold water into the kettle that she's going to get when it's not a Gabi Hoish. And the Babli himself, the Tachato, is Kedei Lahashiva. So the Gemara raises an issue of Halom Mitzarek. Sometimes when you had a pot that was clean, that was just manufactured, and you heat it up to a very high temperature, and then you pour in, you put it into ice cold water, burn it ice cold water. If it was very hot before and it's ice cold water now, the contrast will have an effect on the metal of the clay to strengthen it, and that's a malach of mitzvah. The Sarif is Misakin Mana. Is this Misarif? Is that a Malacha Deraisa? Is that a Malacha Derabbana? So that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi had a Girsa in Yuma, Daf Lamed Daled, on the base that Tosfos is not happy with. Tosfos brought this up every 20 blocks. Tosfos keeps on bringing up that Gemara with the Rashi, with the Girsa, all over again. So here again, a Mem Alas on the base. I mean, maybe you brought it up every 20 blocks. I think the Tosfos is in a few places. Tosfos keeps on bringing it up. It says there in the mitzvah, the Kanzol has to go to mitzvah 5 times on Yom Kippur. Chomish Tfilos. That's the Kiddushin. He does Kiddush Adar Raglan 10 times and he does mitzvah 5 times. But he's an old sick Kanzol. So they did him a favor and they would warm up the water in the mitzvah on Yom Kippur. How did they warm up the mitzvah? They would throw in a shasha shal barzel that would have chunks of metal that were sitting on coals, on burning hot coals from the air of Yom Kippur. They'd take these chunks of metal and they would throw it into the water and warm up the water on Yom Kippur. So the Mori asked the Kasha, well, how can you do that? Isn't that a Malacha of Mitzarei? Yeah, burning hot metal, burning hot, very high temperature, and then you throw it into ice cold water. So the concept is going to cause it to be, it's going to cause an effect on the metal to make it stronger. So the Mori gives an answer. Rashi's Girsa, the answer was that the whole Malacha Mitzaref is only a Malacha Mitzarabana to begin with. I take raw material, I make a chair, I make a table, I make a fork, I make a beged, so that's Mitzaken Mana. But if I take metal and I make it stronger, through making it high temperature and ice cold water, to make the metal stronger, that's only a Mitzaken Mana Mitzarabana, not a Mitzaken Mana Mitzarabana. So let it be Mitzaken Mana Mitzarabana. So the Gemara says no, but we're not so sure that it's going to happen. It doesn't always happen that when you have it burning hot and you put it into the cold water, that it's going to be mitzvah. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. It's not 100% vadoi. Maybe it would have been a vadoi. Even though the one who throws it in is not interested in that happening, that's a situation. So that would have been awesome. If it would have been a situation, that's going to cause fear. That would have been forbidden. Even if he's not interested in that. But because it's a dog chain mitzvah, and we're not 100% sure that he's going to bring about fear. And even if he would be interested in doing tzir, if it's only a malacha, the rabbanon actually needs to give some gemara. So when does Rabbi Yehuda hold davishen in his kavin? It's also only on a malacha derais. If it may turn out that he's in violation of a malacha derais, but if the worst that may come out is that it's going to be on a veir the rabbanon, then davishen in his kavin is mutalai simple. Davishen in his kavin is a suffix. I don't know when it's. I know when it's in. I'm not sure what's going to happen. So suffix derais lukumer, and suffix the rabbanon. The Kula is a very good svar, even if it wouldn't be such a gemara, it's a very good svar. That's what the Chazanish starts off his essay on the topic of Dov Shem Mishkamen. He says, why is there a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon? If you know in advance that it may or may not result in an issue. I'm going to move furniture on the ground. I'm not sure the furniture is heavy a little bit. The ground is a little soft. It's not that soft, not that heavy. I don't know whether he's going to make a charitza or not. So you could say, if it's an Isha Dei Raita, given it's something Dei Raita Lohana, it's the work that can be an Isha Dei Abanan. So we start to go Abanan Lekuba, so this has an Isha. How come nobody says that? How come Rav Shimon holds Dabashim Mishkaban as Mutter, even if it may turn out to be an Isha Dei Raita? Rav Yudah holds Dabashim Mishkaban as Usher, even if the worst that will come back will be that it's only an Isha Dei Abanan. So Rashi says like that. Rashi learns there. Rashi's Jirsa. And the Gemara Yuma Daflam Zalad on the base was. That's exactly why it's Mutter on Yom Kippur. To throw in our Shachar Shabbat because we're not 100% convinced that it's going to bring about fear. It's a topic, maybe yeah, maybe no. And the worst, even if it would have brought about fear, the worst that it's going to be is a Nakabat Patish and the second Monim of the Rabbanim. So, Dovashin Miskavit on an Isha the Rabbanim, the topic the Rabbanim, the Kula. The only time that beautiful Dovashin Miskavit is also is when it's a topic they're right, the Kula. So that's the Taisi he says he's wrong. So the question is, he's wrong, but he's right. Why is he wrong? So the Chazanish works very hard to explain why it's wrong. But Taisi proves from Shas that it's not correct. The best lie is, what's the original Machlaika Buter and Hashemin by Dabash and Mitzvah and Arthur and Luther? Machlaika, the original Machlaika was the Grailer. Dorirah, the Mitzvah, the Kisah, the Safso, the Vashleh, the Kabin, the Lassos, Chavit. So he's moving the heavy furniture on the soft earth. Not about Dorirah, that it's going to make a Chavit. If it's very heavy furniture and very soft earth, and you know in a dance going to make a chavit, he's maybe not interested. That's a secretion, and it's awesome. They sometimes give secretion to a Michalai, sometimes a Machlegs of the Orach and the other Rishon. But it's going to be a secretion. When is it a Machlegs of Yudhi Rav Shimon? When it's not clear in advance whether it is going to cause a fierce chavit or not. New Tyson says that if it is going to cause an Asiyah's Chavit, that's going to be a Melachah there, right? It takes to this Eveshi Gemara that says that that's only Kalah Hayat. Asiyah's Chavit is you take a shovel and you dig a hole in the ground. But which Meshuggah wants to make a Chavit in the ground? So he takes a sofa and he moves it on the ground. He can find an easier way to make a Chavit. That's a Melachah, Kalah Hayat. And still the Gemara has that the original Machlegs of Yudhi and Rav Shimon, where the Dovah Shimon is traveling is also Mutter. So that's how they demolish the Rashi. So Tosfos thinks that it could be that Mitzarek is an Isha Deraisa. What do you have to say? Mitzarek is only a Malacha Derabbana. Rashi had that Girsa in the Gemaniyum. And Rashi did not have the Girsa. Rashi crossed out the Girsa. The old Girsa in the Gemaniyum said, Ein Shavuz Bamigdash. So Rashi crossed that out. What is that to Ein Shavuz Bamigdash? Rashi says it's not because Ein Shavuz Bamigdash, it's because Dovishenim is Kavin and Misha Derabbana and it's Tavik Derabbana, the Kula. It's even Mutter Chutzpon Mitzvah, not only Mutter in the Mitzvah. That's where Rashi crossed out the old Girsa. Tosfos is not happy crossing out your story. Sometimes Tosfos does cross out the Girsa. Here Tosfos is upset. How can Rashi cross out the Girsa? And all the Shvar Mishonim, Rabbi Netanya used to always recommend to change Girsa. The time in the Rashbam, they used to change Girsas every so often. Here they're not happy. Why Rashi changed the Girsas? So the old Girsas in the Gemara was Ein Shavuz Bamigdash. What could that possibly be? Ein Shavuz Bamigdash. So Tosfos came up with their interpretation. The Malacha Mitzarek is the Malacha Deraisa. The real Nakabat Patu is Deraisa. But what Derabbanan, Dovish, Ein Mitzkavan, Rabbi Yudah, Sheet, Dovish, Ein Mitzkavan, is Oster. The whole Sheet of Rabbi Yudah is only the Derabbanan. How can you say it's only the Derabbanan? That's against the Gemara in Terekah Breza the Milon. The Gemara says in Terekah Breza the Milon, we went to this a few times this year. Okay, go again. The Gemara has a pasuk in Breza the Milon that the Yom Hashmini Limo, the Sarah Lassoi, Afibo the Mokon Baheret. Even there is a Jin, Pesach Baheret, is Loike, a Pesach Baheret, and this thing is right. You're not allowed to cut off and they get Sarah. It's an Isha Lav, Yisham Elochot. Whenever it says Yisham Penaral, that's equivalent of Loi, like it says Loi Saksim Shod Bishon. Any passage that says Loi is only the Lav that has seen the Yoloike. Any passage that says Yisham Penaral, that's equivalent of Loi, the Yoloike. Here it says, Yisham Elochot Beneg Aserat, Rishna Miyot Vlas, Yisham Shayor Eshem, Haklanam Halim. You have to listen to the Tzak HaKoy. So the Mishnah understands Yisham over there is a Lav, Aserat is Baher. If you cut off a negasarashi like, so what happens if you have to perform a bismillah and the negasarashi is exactly over there? So the Gemara learns up in the pasuk that you're permitted to be kosher baheres and often mitzvah milah. whether it's Mila Bizmana, Mila Shalab Bizmana, doesn't make a difference. Mila Zecher Shabbos is only Mila Bizmana, Zecher Shabbos Zecher Yantar. Mila Zecher Taras is then Mila Bizmana, then Mila Shalab Bizmana, doesn't make a difference. It didn't say it's Mutter. So the Gemara learns it out on the Torah. So the Gemara asks Akash, but you're only in violation. You're only in violation of the lava, cutting off the Beheres, if you're interested in cutting it off. But let's say the father of the baby is interested in cutting off the Beheres. But let's say they get a professional lawyer. You pay him to do the biz, he goes home, goodbye, and he has no cycles to the baby. Comes to check the baby the next day, everything is okay, goodbye. He has no cycles to the baby. So he doesn't care whether the baby has a Beheres, doesn't have a Beheres. He just performs the biz meal and he walks away. So since he's not interested in cutting off the Beheres, he's motivated to cut to his profession. He's a moral and he cuts off the oral. He doesn't care whether it has megatherat or not. So the Gemara says if you, that could be a machloek, it's a beauty of Shimon, but the Dov Shehenim is Kaben is Mutter or us. If you all like Rav Shimon, the Dov Shehenim is Kaben is Mutter, but to be Sam Mutter, for Acher, the love hobby, if he's not the father of the baby, it should Sam be Mutter for the moral. To cut off the Beheres because he's not, he doesn't care to be mitired a bit. So the Rajput says, wait a minute, what has it got to do with Dovah Shehenim is common? Dovah Shehenim is common doesn't mean he doesn't fear. It's a guy's cousin. So what is his intention? Does he eat the cousin because he wants to violate the Rosh Hashem? Or he's hungry and there's food on the table, he just, for kicks, he just wants to give his mother a heart attack or something, or his father. So what's the difference? What his motivation is? If he knows he's really kind, he's doing an abeira. Why does it make a difference what motivates you? So what the Raj Baya Sandi Gemara, that has nothing with Dov Shehenim Mitzkavim. Dov Shehenim Mitzkavim means if I'm not, if the motive, if the moral's motivation for the father's motivation to cut off the Beheres is to get rid of the Beheres. The moral's motivation is to get paid money for doing the business. He doesn't care yet Beheres or Beheres. He does the same risk. Whether there is a Beheres or there's no Beheres. So what does the Gemara mean? That according to Rav Shimon, that Dov Shehenim is Shabbin is Mutter. So this is no issue at all for an Achad to cut it off. This is what the motivation is. That's a question of the Shema, so love the Shema. What motivated you to do an Avera? Sometimes a person does an Avera, the Shema Avera, he wants to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he does an Avera, for whatever, just for fun. But it's still the same Avera. What's the difference? So what does this one mean there? The point of Shimon, it would be Mutter La'achir. So the last four gives stretches out Shat and the Gemara. It's a difficult Gemara. So he says the Yisr isn't really so much the choice of Baharis. The Yisr is Yisham Lecha Meyod, how do you say, Yisham Lecha Ben Eger Teras, Yishmu Meyod V'lachis, V'chol HaTeri Yari Esam HaTohan Malvi. Sounds from the passages that the Avera really is that you mitire the Neger Shalai Alpi Haruah HaTohan. You have to ask the Shaila to the Kohan. So if you cut off the Beheres, you avoided asking the Shaila of the Kohan, and that's the Aver. That's the Aver. So if the father cuts it off, that's the main motivation. He's more interested in taking care of his baby's health than he is in performing the Brit Mila. It's his child. So he's motivated to cut off the Beheres because it's Beheres. He doesn't want to have a child with a disease. But if the mother cuts it off, he's not motivated. Since that's not what motivated him, we can't really say that the cutting off of the Beheres is an order to be mitire the nega shalai al pi kohen. That's what the Gemara said. If an akar will do it, if you all like Rav Shimon, the Dov Shehenim is Kaben Mutter would be Mutter. If you all like Rav Yudim, it should be also. Very Gemara. So it's problematic Gemara. But think about it again. So the Gemara says there, the Gemara says, how do you tell me that there's a passage that says that you're allowed to cut off the Beheres when you perform, you're allowed to cut off the Orha Orla when you perform a Brit Mila, even though it has Beheres? Why don't you have an Acher cut it off? And the Acher won't be in violation of the Avera at all. Why do you allow the father to cut it off? Esther Dechalei says it's only if it's Ki Esther Lekhan's name. Whenever it's Esther Lekhan's name, then you don't say Esther Dechalei. Right, says it. That's what the Gemara says, that Esei Dercha is a pshina of the Huya as opposed to Hutra. And the difference between the Huya and Hutra is, what is the Kesher Lekhan saying? If something is Hutra, under certain circumstances, something is Hutra, the Hutra means Hesed Gomer, the Shofi, you only have to try to avoid it. You can have to the Kesher Lekhan, there's no problem. Hutra is Hutra. But if something is the chuya, A is zerka B, it's only zerka with a T after the kaimshne. That's rich lokish is klam. So mokin shatamotse es a zerka lo zerka, you might be off of the kaimshne mutu, he's lost. If it's the after the kaimshne, then you're over es a yitzka lo zerka. Here also the gemara is, it's in zika acher, there's a different moral available other than the father. So why do you permit the father to cut off your holo? Based on the cloud that the Mila's Zerka B'Yisrael make up Sarah, the Gemara says not really 100% Esa Zerka Lai Sefer here, because it's the Lai Sefer the Esa, the Gemara says. The Yisrael cutting off the Heret is Lai Sefer the Esa. So really, strictly speaking, Esa shouldn't be Zerka. But still, if it's Zerka Kassel, or Losa, Losa Yamasuni Yimav, Sarah Losa, that it's even Zerka Mega Sarah. It's the Sarah Losa. Here the opposite of the word Bosa has the connotation of Megasarat. Because it says in Parshas Kazriyam and Sora, says Adam Kiya the Or Bisora. So the word Bisora appears in the context of Megasarat. Here it says Jewish Menimbo the Sarah Losa. So the word Bisar is the giveaway that is referring to Megasarat. So more is if it's Ika Acher, you shouldn't permit the father to be Mal, because the father's being Mal is based on the Chiyah, you're being Beis and Issa, and Beis and Zayin and Issa is only Mutter to see after the time thing. If it's possible to fulfill the Mitzvah and Mila, without violation of the Issa, then you don't say Beis. So let the Acher do the this. More is not because the Lekha, if there is no one else. If there's no one else, then there's no one else, the Gemara says, then then we allow the father to do the dishning. So the Gemara says, on that daf, if you hold like Rabbi Yudin, that Zovish Edom is Kabein, is Asur, so then the Akher will also be in violation of the Yisus, so then I understand why I need a pasuk. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that Zovish Edom is Kabein, is Mutter, so why should you allow the father to do the bismila of Ika Acher? Let the Acher do it, he won't be in violation of any issue at all. The Dovah Shem Miskabin Mutta. But if you all like the Yudah, the Dovah Shem Miskabin is Asur. So it doesn't make a difference. Ika Acher, let the Acher. If the father does the Zayzer, he's using the Chiyah. And if the Acher does, he's also using the Chiyah. You see, from that Gemara, there's more talking about a prophet on the level of the Raisa. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yudah, Dovah Shem Miskabin constitutes the Misa de Raisa. The Hakim says it's had the gears and the Gemara Yuma Dapla Medalar on the days that it says Enshu is Bamigdash, and Tyson holds that Enshu is Bamigdash doesn't go Mitzaris. Tyson holds that Mitzaris is a Malacha Deraita, it's not a Malacha Deraita. Enshu is Bamigdash goes that Dovashenim is Kabin Asa, Rabbi the Sheet of Dovashenim is Kabin Asa, is only a Dinder Abbot. And I thought Dovashenim is Kabin Abbi agrees that it's Mutta. So how can you say that Rabbi agrees Dovashenim is Kabin is Mutta, and I thought it's only Asa in the Abbot? But the Gemara says in Ablaz in the Mila, in the context of the Mila, the Negev Saraz, the Zovashim is coming also in our Torah, according to Rabbi Yudah. The Taisu says they had a Girs in the Gemara that asked that Kasha. And the Gemara says in the Foresh, and the Gemara spells out that Rabbi Yudah distinguishes in Kola Terakulon, Zovashim is coming, is an Issa Deraisa, except for Shabbos, because he required Malachas HaTzelus HaTzelus HaTzelus. So that's why Dovah Shem Miskabin is going to the Rabbah. So that line in Tosfos, as Rabbi Kiveger has a seal on that, and he starts giving his cross references. Really, the best cross reference would be to look in the Sheet of Mekudetzer, on the first page, the first parish in Tosfos. The Gemara there talks about Dovah Shem Miskabin on Shabbos. The Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon, so there's a long sheet of Mekudetzer, quotes and quotes, different Rishonim, back and forth, back and forth. Made the Machlokes of Rishonim pages and pages and pages on this issue. Whether the Dovah Shem Miskabin or Rabbi Yudah on Shabbos constitutes an Issa Deraita and Issa Derabbah. We call it Tarakuba, that's the same as Gemara, Blaz and the Mila. The Dovah Shem Miskabin is an Issa Deraita, according to Rabbi Yudah. The Machlokes of Rishonim is, and so he's had such a Gish and Gemara. Okay, the Machlokes of Rishonim is, Mishani Hoche Gatsin Hanimiluch Alatar Kulo, Kutz Mishabbos. Of Tzir, Gabi Shabbos. But also, there was Kavan Alan Rabbana. Because it's a lack of Malach Masel. That's the way they have the verse of Midimara. So therefore, you say, Ain't Shuiz Ba Migdash, Ain't Zavish Ain't Mishabbos also on Shabbos, is on the Rabbana, Ali Rabbi Yerzai, you can say, that Ain't Shuiz Ba Migdash. So that's a big Machlaik Tzari Tzari, whether that is the case or not. The Tesis on the next dot, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, also learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has many machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Those two Pshat have a lot of machlokes. The machlokes are not interconnected and not totally that direct. Maybe there was one Mahalach HaMashava of Rabbi Yehuda that led him to develop all of his sheikhs. Maybe Rabbi Shimon had a certain, maybe there's some underlying theme, but it's not the Shittasa. So just because you pass on Rabbi Yehuda in one place doesn't necessarily follow that you have to pass on Rabbi Yehuda in every single issue that Rabbi Yehuda said. We split the Pshat. Once in a while we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, once in a while we pass on Rabbi Shimon. Here the Gemara has two dinim of Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara assumes that if you hold like Rabbi Shimon on one, you have to hold like Rabbi Shimon on the other. Gemara has the three famous machlokes on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and this Masechta are whether there is Muktzah, there's no Muktzah, Muktzah B'Kelim. So they send Muktzah the first one, Muktzah B'Kelim, or they send Nigelit Tatsoi, that's one machlokes. Then you have this, that's unrelated to any other machlokes. Then you have the two machlokes in over here, which are offhand, they're also unrelated. One machlokes is whether Lachish and Tzvichel and Gufa is an Isha Derayt and Isha Derabonah. The Rabbi Yehuda holds an Isha Derayt, Rabbi Shimon holds an Isha Derabonah, and the other machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. But the Dovah Shem is Kavim is also Amut. How can those two be connected? It's impossible. The Lachim Shem Tzvichel Aguf is a local Machloik is only in Malacha Shabbat and Yom Tzis. Pesach in Moisot and Aishah doesn't even apply to Malacha Shviz. The Shemitah doesn't apply. Even though the topic in the discussion is Malacha, Malacha the Shviz. But it's not Shabbat and Yom Tzis, so the topic of Eich Tzvichel Aguf doesn't apply. And the Machloik is of Dovah Shem is Kavim is clearly Shayach and Kolot HaRakula. We just had it. By Chotis Baharis, the Gemara has Mechabe Eish Al Gabi Hamas Be'ath, and all kinds of other cases. By stories, by Isha Tzir. Dabi Shem Shabbat Machloikis and Kala Tarkul. Eish Tzir Chalugur Machloikis and Nechol Shabbat. How can it be a connection at all? It's impossible. So how did the Gemara say over here? The name is mean to say that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Aye, how come he talks to like Reb Yehuda over there? What's the problem? What is it? The Gemara finally answers, they're unrelated. I was like Rabbi Shimon by Dov Shem Mitzvah. Why did the Gemara have even a half a minute to think that they connected? The Tesis says the half a minute was interesting. The same as what Tesis had the Gears and the Gemara Yuma Daflam Dalal and Reis, who's gigantic Tesis, you know, Masla Mecham. So they had the Gears and the Gemara in Yuma Lam Dalal. They reviewed his Shita by Shabbos. Dov Shem Mitzvah is also the only Midi Rabbah. It can't be also Midi. Shimon holds that it's even Mutim of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara thought there's a Havamin here, and then based on the Allah, that Machlokes is where the Dovashim of Shabbat is also a Mutim, and Shabbat should depend on Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. So in every case, the Dovashim of Shabbat is also going to be an Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. If you hold that when you're Mishkaping that it's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo, it's only the Rabbanim, how can you make Xerah to prohibit Dovashim of Mishkaping? Dovashim of Shabbat is Mutim and Atzer on Shabbat. So the whole topic of Rabbi Reb Shimon is where you make Xerah the Rabbanim. So what does that depend on? The Tesis learned in the Havamim and then based on the Aleph, why the Gemara thought that the two interconnected, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't Tzvichel Aguf and Isha Deraisa, that makes sense to make Xerah to prohibit the Dovah Shem Mitzkaven up to Dovah HaMitzkaven where it's ain't Tzvichel Aguf. But if you all like Rabbi Shimon, that even if you're Mitzkaven where it's ain't Tzvichel Aguf, it's only the Rabbana. So how do you have a right to make Xerah that even Dovah Shem Mitzkaven is also up to Dovah HaMitzkaven? Even if it would have been the Shabbat, it would have only been the Rabbanah because of Saint Tzvichel Aguf. That's why the Gemara thought that the two were totally Zebzeh. Then the Gemara says, it's not totally Zebzeh. The Tesis tells over here, the Diva Masal Meham, that part of this Havamina is correct. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita by Dovah Shem Mitzkaven also on Shabbos is only the Rabbanah. It's only the Rabbanah, it's not their right. But instead of saying it's the Rabbanah also ain't Tzvichel Aguf, so in Yuma, Lamedala, going over to Lamedhei, they explain it differently, according to the Gemara's Maskana, that they're unrelated. Not only they deserve, whether it's Tzvichel Aguf is their right to the Rabbah. The Tzvichel Aguf, and Yuma explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Dov Shem Mitzkaven is Ashman Atar and Kol Atar Kulis, and makes sense to make it there the Rabbanah by Shabbos, Lahashu Shabbos, Lashar Kol Atar Kulis. If it's there Shabbos, Dov Shem Mitzkaven, not the Kol Atar Kulis, where Dov Shem Mitzkaven is in the Yisrael Derayt. But if you hold like a Shimon, the Dov Shem Mitzkaven is Mutar and Kol Atar Kulis, what are you going to make a Chumrah on Shabbos to make Shabbos equal to Kol Atar Kulis? No, Kol Atar Kulis, Dov Shem Mitzkaven is Mutar. So why shouldn't you make a Chumrah by Shabbos? Yes. That's a basic topic. They have it, Tesis has their whole legal thing. Why did the Gemara consider over here on Mem Aleph and Beis? The Gemara considers this a case of Dov Shem and Mitzkaven. Why exactly? Why isn't it the great thing? Mechem Shepinehu, he has a samavan, he poured out all the cold water, poured out all the burning hot water, and this kettle is still burning hot. Then we're going to put the whole kettle into ice cold water, we're going to pour in cold water. Why isn't that a vada that is going to cause fear? Why is it only considered a davish and mishama? He knows an invention may or may not result in fear. Why isn't it a vada that's going to result in fear? The Taisu says, because you can never tell if it's hot, if it's cold, if it has to be a conscious, you have to pour it in right away. He ate too long, since we're not sure if he's doing it right. We're not sure if the fellow is doing the malach in such a way that he's really is he doing the pool in such a way that he's going to accomplish zero, or he's not going to accomplish zero. Okay. Like the fellow is moving the heavy furniture over the ground. He knows that furniture is a certain weight. He knows the ground is a certain degree of softness. He's trying to, he doesn't want it to scratch the ground, so he picks it up a little bit. He's going to rip out all the grip. He doesn't want to rip out the grip. He's lifting it a little bit, but it's heavy. So he doesn't know what is going to bring about a fear of chavis or not. He doesn't know in advance what it's going to bring up. So that's called davish and mishkan. So that's what Taisa says over here also. We're not sure at the time that he's doing the mitzaris, whether he's doing it with all the conditions that are required to accomplish fear. That's what Taisa says. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Mohammed, where the Ramban writes a different answer on Taisa Kasha. Because Taisa Kasha, isn't it a quick ratio? That you have the mechon, the kettle, was burning hot, and you're going to pour in ice cold water, it's going to cause fear. So the Ramban gives a different answer. He says the fellow who's pouring in the cold water doesn't know, maybe someone already made serious previously on this kettle. That the tzirif was already done previously, so he ain't sure about a tzirif. He's not accomplishing. He already, whoever poured in the cold water last month, or last year, or 10 years ago, already did the tzirif. He already strengthened the vessel and doesn't need any more season. He already has the strengthening. So that's what, so the Ramban holds that makes him into a davish and a mishkan. Aye, but if he never had any tzirif before, then I'm vaday doing a tzirif now. So that's called the suffix situation. Even though the suffix is in the ancient past, it's not a suffix now. Am I doing it in such a fashion that it's going to cause it's going to bring about the malacha? It's not a suffix as he's doing it. It's a suffix in the past. Suffix is over. Has this nephew already had fear done to it or not? So if it already had fear done, so you're not doing any malacha now. If you didn't have fear done in the past, you are doing a malacha. So this suffix is over. Suffix situation is over. Is labeled as a davish and mishkan. This is a famous machlokes in Taz and the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tzedakah. We have to shine all the time. Let's say you forgot to unscrew the bulb in the refrigerator. So the whole time the refrigerator door is closed, the bulb is off. When you open the door, the button comes out, so the bulb opens up. Say, if I don't remember if I unscrewed the bulb or not. So if I open the door, if I know I didn't unscrew the bulb, there's going to be a situation, the light's going to go on. So I know I'm not allowed to open the door. So you have to have kenachu to open the door. There's no isur amir lenachu by situation. So the only thing that relates to me is what I ask kenachu to do. I ask him to open the door. So that's considered the bayomna. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. That happens by itself. So the shulchanah, the Raman shulchanah quotes this from the Marzai, that there's no prohibition, there's no isur amir liatam on a situation. So if you ask your goy to open the door, for the refrigerator, that would be okay. But let's say I myself should open up the door. If I know that the light is not unscrewed, if I open up the door, the light will go on. It's not a situation. So you're not allowed to. Unless maybe it's going to the aura situation. Well, you can start the building. Okay. So let's say if you're getting about the aura, so that would be a situation. What if I don't know? I'm coming to an apartment. I don't know whether I'm coming to someone else's home. I don't know whether they unscrewed the bulb in advance or not. I forgot to check before shopping. It could be, it could be no. So that's a suffix situation. The suffix is not a suffix. Am I opening the door such a way it's going to get? If the bulb is unscrewed, the light will not go on. If the bulb is not unscrewed, the light will not go on. The suffix is a suffix of Ereshav. This is a suffix of Lishavar. Suffix of Shigresh of Lishavar. Did the Balabas in the apartment, whose apartment it is, was he considerate enough to think of closing the light for me? So I'll be allowed to open the refrigerator. Or did he forget? Because he's not here for Shabbos. He left the light on. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham have a machlokes about that. Whether the suffix Shigreshe, whether he says, since Shigreshe, that's what they say. Shigreshe is an Issa Deraisha on Shabbos. The suffix Shigreshe is a suffix Deraisha Lechumra. They say, that's right there. A suffix Shigreshe, by definition, is not called a Shigreshe. So the Mela falls out of the category of Davashem Mishkan. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, Machlokes the Taz and the Magen Avraham. He says the Mohammed says the Teirus Lahakil. This Mohammed is on our doubt. And then Malvin they says the Teirus Lahakil. The Lamed Lahoyal was the Talmud of the Maharam Shik in Hungary, but then he was in Berlin, in the middle of the seminary. So he has like Yekish Achumas. He doesn't have big kufumim like the Maharam Shik. He has, unless it's a new Shaila, so he gives the whole pilkum. If he has to write the Shul, he gives the whole pilkum. But whatever Shaila was worked out of that, he just says, I am Sheikh Sha'osa, I am Mishnah Berurah Shehitah. So on this Shaila, in the end of the Malamed Lahoyal, he has a few topics, but they're not really Shaila Salah Alamaisa, they're topics. Like, how come there's a Dinah Kachizam Allah Kachirosa? It's not a Shaila Salah Alamaisa. So he has an essay, what do you say, a very brief essay, what do you say about the self integration? So he says, Dovazam Akwekas Atazma Magad Avram, I'm Mishnah Berurah, Haiti is Dimei Arambam Lahoyal. That's the whole truth. It's already been taken care of. So what do we have to make a whole marachah? He says, this Ramban said that a suffix is gracious. Suffix is Rishabah. Not a suffix, am I doing it in such a way that is going to cause a malacha to occur? Has something been taken care of already? Has something, is a situation like this or like that? If it's like this, there will be a situation like that. It won't. The Ramban holds that that's also called the Dovah Shein in the Shabbat. Yeah, what does the Gemara have on them based on the Nala? The Gemara, as we read it, quotes Shmuel as saying that you're sometimes permitted to violate a malach of the shvil shalma yozufa barabi. You're not afraid anyone is going to get killed. You're afraid if there's a sex faker that someone may lose his life, so suffic in a sex faker because nefesh is better for kol hasel kula. But if you're only concerned about hezek harabim, so this is only sufficient cause to be matter in Issa Derabbanan. This is not sufficient cause to be matter in Issa Derabbanan. That's how we have the Gersh and the Gemara. Shmuel draws the contrast between Gachelus al Matech, Kibui on Gachelus al Matech, as opposed to Kibui on Gachelus al Eid. A Gachelus al Matech, let's say a filament. It's not a filament, this is a fluorescent bulb. But if you heat the metal till it glows, so the Rambam says that that's havar. So if you turn on an electric bulb, so Chaim Moshe assumed that that was a malacha derech. Against the Marsham Yeshuva said that whatever was in the Mishkan is a av malacha. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, but existed in the days of the Mishkan, is represented by those others that were in the Mishkan, that's a tova. Whatever electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, so it can't be considered even represented by what was in the Mishkan. We came up with a chiddush that turning on an electric bulb is only malacha derabbanan. So Chaim Moshe didn't go for that shot. He thought, what's the difference? It did exist in days of Mishkan, didn't exist. If it exists today, and you mechamim matechas until it is, that's the din, mechamim matechas until it glows. He says, so why should it only apply to matechas? Why shouldn't it apply to an electric bulb? The matechas existed in the days of the Mishkan. So what's the difference with Muhammad matechas? Chaim Moshe thought that it didn't make any sense. And to demonstrate that he was convinced that a base mamish used to be say Bar Mary Hoesh on an electric bulb in order to demonstrate Balabat Mishnah that he doesn't agree with this Maharsham. So the sign was okay. So if you turn on an electric bulb, if you turn on a fluorescent bulb, it's not really a metal filament that's glowing because it's heated up. The gas is glowing. So that's not called Havara Deraisa. So turning on a fluorescent bulb would only be a Malacha Derabbanan. Turning on a bulb that has a filament in a metal filament, that would be a Malacha Deraisa Havara. What about Kibui? Would it be Kibui? So the Gemara quotes more that it's not Kibui. Kibui is only a Malacha Deraisa if you have Tefum. If you have some charcoal developed because of the flame, because of the burning, and now, if you plan to use that charcoal, if you do poop and you don't plan to use the charcoal, that's the machlokes of Rabbi Reb Shimon, whether Ein Tzrich L'Gufo is a malacha deraisa or not. If you don't plan to use the pechum, what if there is no pechum? There is no pechum at all to speak of. When you turn off the electric bulb, there is no pechum, it's just that the filament stops flowing, so the electrical current is not going through it anymore. So the Gemara says that's not going to be Mechaber Deraisa. Even though Rabbi Moshe holds that turning on the electric bulb is Havara Deraisa, but turning off the electric bulb is not the opposite from Havara. That would only be the Rabbanan. So Shmuel says If you have a gachel shel matzeches, and you want to be kibayana to prevent hezek arabi, so since it's only an ita de rabbanon, so there is no pechem at all, so it's only malachim de rabbanon, so you might there is a malachim hezek arabi. But if it's a gachel shel ein, and the kibui, and there is a pechem, even though you don't plan to use the pechem, sounds like it's an entry for the goof, it's true, you're violating an ita de raita, so the only hatchet you would have would be if there would be a suffix sakonet to someone's life. But it's only a chashak, only concern of the Le'ezuka Barab, and that was the Nagi Nech. So that's a simple reading in Igmar. That's what we have. Then Igmar says, Hilkov, I'm Rabbi Hilkov. One Shmuel gives the rule, so we know how to apply the rule. What about carrying in a Kamelus? A Kamelus is only the Rabbanim. What about carrying the Shusarab? Carrying Shusarab is the Nisha Deraita. What if you carry Shusarab less than Dalaram? That's Mamish has a bone. It's not a Nisha Deraita, it's not a Nisha Rabban. What if I carry Pachas in Dalaram? I carry 3.5 pounds, I put it down, then I pick it up again. I carry not 3.5 pounds, then I put it down. And then I told it moved 7 amos from the original location to the new location, but I did it with a stunt, I did it with a trick, I did a Hanach in between. So it's Mutam and Atorah, but that's also in the Rabbanon. Not only also in the Rabbanon, that's what we just discussed last week, that's the Gzeira Chamura. If one were to divide the Gzeiras into two different categories, Gzeira Chamura, Gzeira Kala, so that would be forbidden. Tosfos says in the Sefarat, quotes the Chiddush of Tosfos from Eridan, that Mavet, Tochus, and Dalet Amos, Bishul Sarabim, is the Gzeira Chamura, and you wouldn't be Mako, Benas Marcus on that. For God, we should be Shum Shuus, like God, Rabbi Benas Marcus, Rebbe Din, doesn't apply if it's a Gzeira Hamura, and that's the example that Tosfos interprets in the Gemara. To carry Tochus, and Dalet, but our bottom line is only the Rabbanon. So that's what Ravina said. Hilka, once more gave us the rule, so this is the rule, you're permitted to violate any and every Isser de Rabbanon, that's what he said. To carry the Kamel is only the Rabbanon. Carry Tochus, Dalet, only the Rabbanon. We show that there's a distinction between the two. Carrying the complex is a Gzeira Kala. And if it was Deinash Marcus, the Gemara says you would be Mako. Rebbe Zin would allow you to carry. And a Kamala is Deinash Marcus. It's just a Shah Tachai. But if you carry Tachas Tachas Dalar Amish, it's an Isra Rabbana Chama. That you're not Mate Deinash Marcus. But here, for the purposes of this Gemara, Ravina puts them both together. If you carry Tachas Tachas in the Isra Sarabim, it's the same as carrying in a Kamala Tachila too, but you need to carry a lot. Bottom line, they're both the Rabbanon, and the Malkam has the Karabin. There's a real concern that the public may get injured. So the Malkam has the Karabin, you can violate the Yisur and the Rabbanon. Not allowed to violate the Yisur and the Raisa, but you are permitted to violate any and every Yisur and the Rabbanon. Even in Gzeira Hamura, no difference. Gzeira Hamura, Gzeira Kala, Hebrew should be on the Malkam of the Rabbanon. Sounds like has the Karabin and not their everything. Just like if you have a look to cross message, you have real suffix sakana to someone's life, so you might believe in an Isa Deraita. So if you have a Hezek Arabim, that's to consider the Pikoch Nefesh to the extent that being matter of all Isa and Deraita. Now, Beinah Hamanu on this daf must have had a different gifter. They have an asterisk, and they write on the bottom, I am Bibi Rabbeinu on the Kedusha of Rajba, I am Hezek. This Beinah Hamanu must have had a different gifter. It doesn't read the way we have. He says we permit you to violate an Isa Deraita Mishum Hezek Arabi. Not only an Isa Deraita. So if you have Hezek Arabi, so say that's nothing. You could be a Kalisha Makara. Not see if I'm wrong. Sorry, yeah. He says that Hezek Arabi is a consideration that's equivalent to Pichuachna. It's maybe not there an Isa Deraita. That's not the way we have in the Yamaha. There are great
questions. According to the Rambam, doesn't the Rambam say if you find in the Shia, the Rambam, the Shia, the Shia, the Shia, the Shia, the Shia, the Shia,
I remember. You find in the Shia, you're committed to carry the Shia, the Shia. You should really learn that term. Misha Hester, you gotta learn the whole system. If you give him the Misha Hester, then you might talk to them. Mother allows you to put a loan dollar on if it's my, it's a lot of money in my pocket. If I have $5 bill, depends who I am. If I have $5, I can live without the $5. If you have a sticker on the east side, mommy doesn't have a penny to his name, he's a $5 bill, that's his money around. So the mother says, we are Mako to carry put a loan dollar on if you have a big shot of pocket to the middle of the Mako. And I think that's only if the money is in his pocket already, but if he finds him, see, I don't remember. I don't know. We really have to learn the dinim. You have to learn the dinim. Mar says you shouldn't be in the parchment. Mar says kufnim gimel and beis. Brother, let him have to double. It's covered Hashem not to tell too many kulas to the Balabat. The Balabat know on their own that everything is Muslim. You have to tell the Balabat in some kulas. So you shouldn't be Mepharshim and these Hashem. Yeah, but of course the Rabban has to know the Hashem. Okay. You're supposed to know what's Muslim, what's not. I don't remember the Jews. Could be. I'm one of the Balabat and the shoulder and saying that's a Muslim. Then the Gemara has a discussion on Membeis Amud Aleph. Somebody wants to mix burning hot water with cold water. So, Beis Shammai distinguish, they say if he makes a difference, are you pouring the cold water into the hot water, or pouring hot water into the cold water? What in the world is the difference? Whether pouring hot water into cold water into hot water? Either the cold water is going to get cooked or it's not going to get cooked. What's the bottom line? It's going to become potion, it's going to become yatzalan. So Rashi interprets that Bishamai holds Tatoi Goma. So Leila, the hot water is on the bottom. Tatoi means the one that's stationary, the one means the one that's moving. So if the one on the bottom is burning hot and you're pouring cold water into the hot, Tatoi Goma is going to cook the cold water. But if it's Taket, the cold water on the bottom, you're pouring in hot water, Tatoi Goma is not going to. It's not going to cause visual. Pouring the hot water into the cold water will not cause visual because other habits. That's sorry, Gover. The thing that's sitting there, the stationary thing, wins. The text is here, Sarashi, what are you talking about? That's sorry, Gover, the Machlekes Amoroyim in Sochem Zafa involved. How come nobody quoted the Shama? That's what the Shulu disagreed with. Yes, the Machlokes Hatanoim, whether it's Tatoi Goma. Good morning. How come the Machlokes Hatanoim? Again, you can't interpret that. That's corny. You can't interpret that Amoroyim had a Machlokes, the same Machlokes as Tatoi. Once in a while you have a Machlokes Amoroyim, do you pass them like Tana A, or do you pass them like Tana B? Okay. That's the Gemara quotes Tanoim, and then the Gemara says, how do you pass in Halacha Lamaisis? That's Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. Did he pass like Rabbi Shimon, or did he pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. But to have a sugya in Sochem tucked away and not find one. Then you have a Gemara over here. And no one quote over here, Rabbi Shmuel, quote over there, the Drice of Bishan and Mishil. They don't quote, not here, not there. So obviously, it's like Koyab Zonze, they have nothing to do with each other. So that's what takes this gap, the Ashi's Pshat, they don't agree. It can't have anything to do with Tatoi Gobi Yavazo. Because Tatoi gives all different interpretations. They say that self understood, it's assumed when you're pouring one into the other, that what it means is the one on the bottom is in the majority. That Ruba de Ruba, way more than 50% is on the bottom. And what you're pouring in is going to be the meal. So if on the bottom is hot water, you're pouring in cold water. You're pouring a little cold water, a lot of hot water, the cold water is going to get cooked. But it's going to be the reverse. You're pouring hot into cold, doesn't mean you're pouring a ton of hot water into two drops of cold water. I mean you have a big ton of cold water. You're pouring a little bit of hot water, so it's going to take out the chill. Whatever is on the bottom is the majority, that's the right, and that's going to win. Whatever is on the bottom is going to win, not because the halacha says that's very well, because the Messias is the right. So that's how Tosfos interpreted it. Okay. So then, the Tosfos says, why did the Shulah disagree? Why did the Shulah permit everything? So we come to the realization, because the Haman that we're talking about here is a cliche. So cliche is Ein Mevashim. So what did the Shammai hold? So the Shammai hold cliche is Mevashim. So he says, yes, Achumim and the Rabbanon, even though I'm not in the next Mishnah, the Bana Mishnah, then based on an hour, the bottom line going rather come as days. I will not know the Chakar Sechatam, for the top line of them based on the days tells you the Krishani Ein Mevashel. That's Krishani Ein Mevashel on the level of the Raisa, but with the Rabbanon, it is Mevashel news, that Krishani is Mevashel with the Rabbanon. So what do you do with the Mishnah? What is he saying? The Mishnah is, I'm not know the Chakar. We pass like the Shiloh. We pass like the Shiloh, the Krishani Ein Mevashel. If you would have talked to him like Beis Shammai, you would have said, Tishani is Mevashel Midirabbanan. It would have been also Midirabbanan. So once Tosfos has this interpretation, that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Shammai is, did they make a Chumra Midirabbanan, that Tishani is Mevashel Midirabbanan. So then they go weiter. I made them a moon because, when is there an argument because? Because is a Tishani. But if you have an Ambati that's a Tishani, then even the Tishani would agree that there is a Chumra Midirabbanan, that Tishani is Mevashel. How come? Why are you Machmed Rabbanan and Ambati not Machmed Akai? So Tosfos gives, this is all their pshat. So Tosfos gives the interpretation because it's a common practice that the water that you take a bath in is hotter than the water that you drink. A place is for the purpose of steel. Ambati is for the purpose of bathing. So the water that people bathe in is usually hotter than the water that you drink. So therefore, it looks like it's a cleavishan. It's so burning hot, you can fool a lot of people into believing that this ambati is a cleavishan. So therefore, even the two will agree with the Beishama that they made a Gzer Drabanan by an ambati. But you're not allowed to pour cold water into the ambati. So you have the whole interpretation. Then the Mishnah formulates the Gzer. A Wilfus Bagder is the bottom line of that Membeis Omen Aleph. Wilfus Bagder is a big pot that you cook soup in. Shehadir, when we were talking recently with certain car tablets, even though the pot is Shalayah Gabi Ha'esh, there is a din of Bishul because it's called the Sa'esh. And that's again, the Machlech is the Babli in Yerushalmi, whether that's a Bishul Deraish or Bishul Rabbah. The Babli says Gilgal Chayef Tatas, but even Bishul the Tolga Sa'esh constitutes a Malacha Deraish, and that was the last line of Lama Ches on the day. And Yerushalmi, that they say nine, and all the Yerushalmi call it, Yerushalmi holds them down. Once it's Haviram, we were talking, once it's Haviram, Yal Gabi Ha'esh, but then the whole Bishul is only the Rabbah. So there is an Issa Bishul in Kli Rishon, even Loyal Gabi Reish. But if it's a Kaira or a Tamkori, so it's only Kli Sheni, so then there's no Bishul be Kli Sheni. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah never says explicitly what the status of Ilus. But if you're pouring from a Kli Rishon onto a Kli Sheni, I'm going to have something there. I'll have a tea bag or something in the Kli, and I'm pouring something directly on top. You say that Iri from the Kleishon is also Mavashal. Iri from the Kleishon is not Mavashal. So it's a Machlechus Abed and Tam in the Rasbam. It's not explicit. So it's a Machlechus Harishon. And we pass it like they compromise opinion. Tesis in Zochin quotes it a little, the way giving all the proper names. The Tesis in Zochin, Dab Sarikeh, Ter Tam Chatos. Tesis in Zochin quotes it a little fuller than, this part a little fuller than Mayas. There was a Machlechus, there Rabbeinu Shmuel, Ashbam holds that Iri Kikushen, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Iri Kikushen, Rabbeinu Boros, the state Bala Feikah Tshuma, he may came up with the compromise that we passed the line. Based on the Gemara in Sochim, and Daf Ayin Vav, that Gemara, by Yiloi Gova Tatoi Gova, so the Gemara says that he's pouring from the Kikushen onto something that's cold, they basically say Tatoi Gova, so it doesn't get cooked. But nonetheless, we assume, Ademekale Bola, while the bottom thing which is cold is cooling off the burning hot water that you're pouring on top of it, Ademekale, while it's making its char, while it's a piece of flesh, is making the water char, Bola. But it's still, the flesh is still going to be Bolea, a little bit Kebekrit. Ademekale Bola Kebekrit. So that's what they're being a barak, the Baal Sefer HaTshuma. Sefer HaTshuma is a little skinny Sefer, I can keep the Shulchan Aruch. It was written by Rishons. He has a lot of original ideas, not like God gave the Shulchan Aruch. The quotes things are in Shulchan Aruch. He's the guy who the Shulchan Aruch is based on Rabbeinu Baruch. So he has short paragraphs about the Kushabis and Bishnila and Zabining and Yalaviyala and Talamata and everything. That's all the things that are Allah Almighty. Like a kid to Shulchan Aruch. So that's where we follow his opinion. That he holds that here is Mavashel, Kidei Klipo. It's only Mavashel, the first Kidei, the first layer is Mavashel. What is the relevance of this psak of the Rabbeinu of Baruch, of the Balei HaTosfos? Here is Mevashel today, Klipa. So first of all, it's relevant for Ruach HaShabbos, if I'm going to pour burning hot water from the kettle on top of something raw, so it's going to be Mevashel today, Klipa. It depends what you're going to be raw. If I'm going to have a raw piece of chicken, a raw piece of meat, you can pour hot water from today from next year, you're not going to get cooked. The Gemara says, Kibisri the Tura, this is, if you have flesh from a Rabbeinu, you have to have it sit on the fire. There's no bishul that I'm going to have cleavishin shalai al gabi hoi. I'll have a pot of burning hot soup off of the fire. I took it off of the fire, burning hot soup. If I'll put a raw egg in it, the raw egg will get hard boiled. So that would be, we assume based on the Babli, that would be a malacha bishul deraita. What if I take a raw piece of meat and I put it in? The raw piece of meat will get burning hot, but it's not going to get cooked. In order to get cooked, you have to have mamish pot. So if you don't have you don't have bishul al gabi hoi for flesh, for butter, it's just not going to get cooked. So there's some you gotta determine. You say Iri is Mavasa. Some things Iri is not Mavasa. You can pour all you want. If they have I don't know, I'm going to pour a little bit, have a raw potato. I'm going to pour burning hot water on raw potato. So we clean off the dirt on the potato. That's all. I'm not going to cook the potato. I don't think it's, I doubt that it's going to even accomplish the cooking of a creeper. It depends what you have on the bottom. Sometimes it, some, if it's shy up to you, it can be not in the big creeper. Sometimes it's not shy up to you. It just can't be mavasal to the creeper. It's not shy. You need much more than you need. So what is the relevance of this Saka Loka of the Rabbein and Baruch to say for Shulam? So the relevance, first of all, that Eim of Asher to make people talk about Shabbos on certain foods that it may possibly be doing a dish. Number two, Taisha says is relevant for the Sugi in Vochem Adat Tarikei. Sugi in Vochem Adat Tarikei is talking about Mariko Shtifa. Mariko Shtifa is a Parsha Stav. If you have a pot that you cook the Korban Chatos in, so the din is that you have to kasher the pot even after you finish eating up the whole carbon chatos, because it has a blear of the flesh of the carbon chatos in it, and the carbon chatos can only be eaten beyond the lila ad chatsoy. So the rabbanim, and I tell you, can eat the carbon chatos still a lot of shachar, and the rabbanim have to finish it by chatsoy. So let's say if you left over the carbon chatos till a lot of shachar, then it becomes nisko belino, and if you leave it, you're eating noisar. That's called Mitzvah Belina, makes it into Nisa. So if it's Nisa, you eat Nisa, you have courage. So you have courage. So the Pasuk has a fantastic Kiddush. And not only have a piece of the Korban Chatos I left there, over to Tamar Marim Lohs HaShaka. Will it become Nisa, and if I'll eat it, Ochla Rabboni Yisa, even if I ate up the whole Korban Chatos by Chatzos, way before Chatzos, as soon as benching by Chatzos. But there's a Bliya of the Korban Chatos in the past, so the Bliya becomes Mitzvah Belina. The Bliya, and if it can be chal on a bliya in the pot. Not only is there a din that if food became awesome and you cook it in the pot becomes safe, the bliya asks the pot. That's Tom Kiker. Bliya Kalim is also based on Tom Kiker. Even if at the time that I cooked the food in the pot, everything was terrible. Everything was kosher. A carbon chatos, people have places kosher and atayim. Can even eat it, kosher and atayim, kosher and atayim, can eat it. But then I finish eating the whole carbon chatos by chatos, and the bliya is left in the pot. When it comes chatos, the bliya turns into noisa. So that's what the din is, that you have to kasher the pot. Taisus beer and zvachim on that dot has the machloikas, and the Rambam and the Raja have the same machloikas. When is the mitzvah to kasher the pot? So the Rambam's opinion is that it's a mitzvah to kasher the pot before it turns into noisa. So the Gemara comments that in the Chumash and Parshas Tzav, it doesn't give you two options of kashering. It just says you do Hagolah. It should depend how he cooked the Korban Chatos. Did he cook it with reuters? Or did he boil it? Whenever you cook treifas with reuters, with liquid, and you're kashering, the kosherization process is done Ayideh Hagolah. Whenever you cook the treifas, Ayideh Ha'esh, believe reuters, believe I'm so samayim. Then the din is that you require limon, that's a prosik in Parshas Matzeh, by the Melchemish Nigyon, by Jewish Klein Nigyon. So it says that sometimes you need limon and sometimes Hagolah is enough. So how come over here in Parshas Tzav, it never says a word about limon, it only says they need it in Hagolah. But everybody's cooking the Korban Chatos with liquid. Why? Some people are going to broil it. Why does it only say that you do Hagolah? There's one, the last Gatun Abedugara asks that question. So the first answer that Mark gives is based on a passage in Eov, Yagid Olivreya, Abai gives such a love. He says, once you learn Parshas Matzei, and you see that sometimes you need Levon, sometimes Hagolah, so that sheds light on Parshas Tzav. So when it says, the Mark will shoot up our mind that you do Hagolah, it's not Dafkin. Sometimes Hagolah, sometimes not. So we don't accept that theory. We accept the final answer that Mark gives, that since that by the Korban Chatos, when it was midway into the pot, it was a parabola, it was kosher, so you never need it. Hagolah is always sufficient. So why should that be so? So the Rambam's opinion is, like one opinion of the Taisus is welcome, has both opinions, a tiny little Taisus. Rambam holds that you have to kasher the pot before it becomes nice. Rambam writes, you have to kasher the pot, ekev achila, on the heels of eating. He finishes eating it before Hatzai. So immediately before it comes Allah Tashaka, before it turns into before the bli on the pot turns into nicer, you have to kasher that pot. And the writer says, I don't know what the word akin means. I don't know what the rabbi is talking about. What he knows what the word akin means. Akin means why akin tishman immediately. Means right after he doesn't agree with la locha. He says, Fakir, you have to kasher the pot after it becomes nicer. Whoever heard of that mitzvah the kasher pot before it becomes great. After it became great, then there's a mitzvah the kasher. The Rambam holds it fakir. Rambam holds like the other opinion of Tosfos, that this trick that you say that the pot never needs ribon, hagola is always sufficient, that's only going to apply if you're going to kasher it with hagola before it turns into nisa. It's still a terabola. So then if you take a pot that needs ribon and you do hagola to it, so the Ram explains in Perek Kolabasa and Kula, and the Ram, there's a gigantic rat on the wrist. There's no wrist on the face. He can't take over the whole face. He explains everything there is to know in one easy lesson. It's a long lesson. The part of his explanation on that page in the wrist is that if you have a pot that really needed leaving, but you do have Roland says, so the Hagolah will take out most of the Bliya, the little bit of the Bliya will remain, that will be a Tam Kolish. So he says, if the Yisrael that was Nivla Milachatkila was an Yisrael Ebola, the Tam Kolish is sufficient to retain an Yisrael, to still apply Tam Ki. But if the Yisrael Milachatkila was Nivla when it was a Tera, and then you do Hagolah, so even though the Pasir is really required leaving, you do Hagolah, so the only time that's left is Tam Kolish. He says, that's what the Gemara is Mechadish, that an Yisrael cannot set in, an Yisrael cannot be Chal, on a Tam that's only a Tam Kolish in the first place. And he has two examples of that. One example is, if you do Hagol on a pot that really should have needed Libun, so that's this Gemara, the last Daf in Avodah Zarah. Then the Parsha Tzav, since you're doing the Mirka Shifa before it becomes Noisa, the Rambam Shifa before it becomes Noisa, so that's why it's never required to do Libun, that's one case. That's why Rabbi Kadeger writes in Yerudeya that if you have a Fleishig broiler or a Milchig broiler, you want to make it parva, so he says you never need Libun. He doesn't understand what the Shachar is talking about. Shachar sometimes you need Libun. He says, how can you ever need Libun? It's not a terrible. If the thing is Heter, it's only Fleishig. He used it for kosher cheese or for kosher meat. And you want to make it parva now. So the Magen Avraham quotes a meaning by Ashkenazim that you don't kasher from Fleishig to parva. You don't catch us on Milchik Tepal. Okay. So Spartan don't have that many. Many Ashkenazim don't have the minig either. There are Hashul from Binai that there ever was such a minig. And Moshe claims that it's Medina de Gemara. Moshe claims that it's not a minig, it's Medina de Gemara. He says what that claim says a minig means if you had a part of a pot that became Fleishig accidentally. So that's a minig. If it was always a Fleishig pot, that for sure that's Medina de Gemara he claims. He has a Gemara Chulin that you're for sure you're not allowed to catch us to make a part. And the minig that the Magen Avraham quote is from Achleinim, from the later Achleinim, the Rebbe Rav Shachna, that minig is that you're not even allowed a kasher if it became milchit by accident. Most of the Achleinim in Europe, most of the folks in Europe did not agree with Rav Moshe's Kumar. They said if the pot was paradigm, and you made it milchit a flesh you find the state, then you can't kasher. Then there is no minig. Minig only is, if it was always milchit, it was always fleshig, shouldn't get confused. What's going to happen is you're going to forget which mahadur you're holding by. You're only going to have one set of silverware, one set of pots. You're going to keep on kashering for fleshing to milchit. So you want to remember is that fleshing today is the milchit today. That's why there was such a minute, not to kashering from fleshing to parma, not to kashering from fleshing to milchit. So Rabbi Kadeger writes in Yerudeya on the bottom of the page, on the shot, says he doesn't think that you ever have to do Libun, let's say you have a grill, you have a broiler, where you grow flesh or you grow cheese. Says he thinks he never need Libun on the grill. If it's the case, whatever, you have Sardi, or you have Chasulchan, or accidentally you can't flesh your milk, whatever the case is that we permit you to do, to kasher it, he thinks you would never need Libun on that. The Sachmam is a terrible one. Fleshig is kosher, Milchig is kosher. The only thing is, if you're going to cook the opposite item, it's going to become Basa B'Cholo. Yeah, but in Yisrael can't be Chal. And Tom told us, once you're going to do Hagolah, and the Kli that needs Libun, the Kli that will remain behind will only be a Tom Kolish. So Yisrael can't be Chal on top of the Tom Kolish. So the Iran has two cases. He has two Halachas. One case is that, when you do Hagolah on a Kli that really should have required Libun, the Tam that's going to remain behind will only be a Tam Kolish, and at least it cannot set in on a Tam Kolish, so that if it's a Terebolah, that solves your problem. But if you do a Gola, Tam Kolish is an oxygen retainer, but a Terebolah, you want the issue to be Chal, to be good, to be Chal on a Tam Kolish, that it can. Then the other Nachkanina is what we call Matpanat. Matpanat is a Rashi Tavis in the other day. wasn't invented. Some people think that it was invented in Wayu, that everything over here is with Russian favorites. Wayu and Reese and Acom and everything. Natanat is in the everyday. Natanat is in Russian favorites. Nice and time by nice and time. What it means is, let's say someone was discussing this matter this morning, somebody cooked some part of the soup in a fleshy pot. And the fleshy pot was just used for fleshy soup within the last 24 hours. So the part of the soup became fleshy. You cook part of the soup in a fleshy pot. Then I take this part of the soup, let's say this big pot of part of the soup. Then I'm stirring the part of the soup with a part of the soup. But would you say that the part of the soup just became fleshy because of the bleah from the pot? The pot was a fleshy pot de yomo. But now the part of the spoon also became fleshy because I'm stirring the soup. So that's called a nesem tam by nesem tam. There is no flesh. There's only flesh, bolu, and the desne hakli. So the flesh goes from the desne hakli into the soup, makes the soup also fleshy. And now you're going to say that tam that's from the fleshy soup is not going to go into the spoon to make the spoon, the part of the spoon to make it also fleshy. So we say that that's a not by not the hetera, so that doesn't make us. If, let's say, by mistake I cook some part of the kosher soup in a shaker pot, so the whole soup becomes safe, and if I stir this soup with a kosher spoon, the kosher spoon becomes safe, and then if I have another pot of soup, and I rinse off this spoon, but the spoon just got a bleed of shaker. So if I rinse off the spoon, there's no bien forming it. I'm going to stir this part, the second part, with this tray of soup, and make that soup tray. And that soup will make that pot tray. And then if I wash out that pot, I'll put put another soup to warm up there. That soup will become tray. Not by not. Always remains us. Let you have shishin against it. You may reach a point that you'll have shishin for sure. Because man, that you're not convinced, you don't know for sure that you have shishin, even a not by not, the yisura, after. Because I'm not, so they're not explained. Why is it interesting? Not by not the hair, not by not the issue. He says, because on nice and tam, by nice and tam, the tam is already weakened. It's only going to be a tam kolish. So he said, cannot set in on a tam kolish. But if there already is an issue there, and you're talking about maintaining and preserving the issue and transmitting the issue, so the issue keeps on being transmitted. I say, tam kiker. Tom Kolish is sufficient to continue to apply the rules of Tom Kikim, so it continues to transmit you. So these two dinim are based on the same principle. It's the halacha that not by not the hetera is mutar, and the halacha that you never need hagola, you never need libun by a kli that has a hetera gola. It's always sufficient with hagola. These two are totally zedizel. They're not explained at a time line. In both cases, what you have in common is you have a Tom Kolish. And the Yisra cannot be chal on top of the tampo. That's why there's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a machlekes that we're shining. When a liyas chametz kedem ha-petza is considered yisura bola or a dera bola. It should have two ramifications. You have one that's coming to be ever need libun and ain't it to be before Pesach. So the Rabbi Tam says you never need libun. And chametz that you came that you want to make Pesach with Pesach, it's always sufficient with ha-bola. It's baking things. If you bake bread and baking cookies, you take it b'li em tzol tamay, mitzal ha'esh b'li em tzol tamay. Rabbi Nitam says it's enough with hadolah. There are a lot of baking things that if you try to do libun requires 950 degrees. And most of the baking things, if you do 950 degrees, they'll just get ruined, they'll just melt away, you won't have any baking things. So if you do hadolah, that's easy. If you do hadolah, you can do hadolah, it's not going to get ruined. Whenever hadolah is enough, then the Rambam says you can substitute instead of agola, you can do a libun kal. Libun kal in America is assumed to be 550 degrees. 550 degrees, that's what it always has in the oven. So baking things can take 550 degrees. Can't take most of them, can't take rubber, cannot take 950 degrees. It'll get ruined. So what's again, if you have all the baking things, you want to make a cut of the pesa to cook pesa and take a spoon on it. So come to Rabbi Natan, you never need libun. It's always sufficient with agola. And if agola is a pain in the neck, then do libun kap. Libun kap can substitute for agola, so it's an easy job. So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept that Rabbi Natan's opinion. Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam, that you need libun. So if you pass the even, what you're saying is a chametz karana pesach, we treat it before bala. It's called chametz all year long. It's not the same as a korban before it became nosa. It didn't become nosa yet. Basa b'chala, the basa didn't join the chalav yet. Because man, the basa was along the chalav gemar, it's a terrible. It didn't become basa b'chalav yet. But over here, by chametz all year long, it's chametz. Yes, the pesach didn't come yet. But the thing is chametz. It's not the same. That's what the Ramban says. Chametz, shmai olav, all year long, and it's chametz. The carbon before it comes alos hashachar is not nicer, and the basa before it joins up with the chalav is not basa b'chalav, but the chametz all year long is chametz. So that's what the Ramban argues, that it's yisur b'ala. Rabbeinu the Tam says, what do I care that it's chametz all year long, but it's not Pesach yet. So it's a terrible b'ala. The Yisur doesn't set in until then. So the Shulchan Aruch passes that you need ribun, so that means that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ramban, the chametz karma Pesach, as you threw a ball out, and then it should have said in Shulchan Aruch that not by not, Kedem HaPesach, of Chomet should be Atma. Like this. Let's say, I have a Chomet Bikir pot. I cooked spaghetti in the pot. And Tuch 24 hours, Tuch makes place, at least before Pesach. And Tuch makes place, I've cooked some spaghetti in the pot. I washed out the pot, no spaghetti at the end, but the belief is still inside. And I cooked applesauce in that pot. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you're permitted to eat the applesauce on Pesach. Why? Because that's a nice and time by nice and time. The spaghetti isn't there at the end. The spaghetti gave a time into the pot, and the pot gave a time into the apple store, so that's a nice and time by nice and time. So by the time it comes face up, not by not, the hater is Muslim. So the Mishnah Brewery goes to all the Mepharshim, they have to catch it, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, and the Zir Avraham. Everybody else, how can it be? It's a contradiction. These two genes, I told you, they're there. And Heterah Bola, you have the two coolest that both yes on Tom Kolish, these four are Tom Kolish. One of the Heterahim is that it's always deficient with Agola, you never need Rebun. The other Heterah is that not by not the Heterah is going to be Muslim. How come the Shulchan Aruch passes Lahakalam one and Lahakalam the other before Pesach? So that's why the Mishnah Gura is always Naita Lahakna. So he says, we should be Machma on the apple sauce. We should be Machma to Asa, but not by not. And that's why he changed the minhag. For centuries, the minhag was that when people with kasher chametz dikah pass the Pesach, they never were makter to make sure that it's after 24 hours of using it. So it just explains why you don't have to be makter. So the whole problem is, whenever you kasher a tray for a fork, let's have a tray for fork or a tray for knife. So how do you kasher? You put it into burning hot water. So take this, what does that accomplish? The fork and the knife is going to spit out the tray for three into the water. What's going to prevent it from coming back into the fork and the knife? It spits it out, so it's going to come right back in. So one of the balea cases said, no, it's not going to be balea back the blea that just spit out. It'll be balea other bleas that come in. A blea that's going to come from the pot, so it'll be balea. But it can't be balea back the same blea that just came out. The case says, what, the pot has your habitus, you know, this blea, that blea. So it says, if you hold in a via heat, so he makes fun. He's going to be the pot knows to be balea. This is not bad. It's not true. It is going to be balea bad. How do you have a kasha? How do you ever have an institution of kasha? The person says whenever you kasha, you have to make sure you have shishim in the water against the fork. So even if the whole fork is straight and the balea and the shape of blea goes into the water before it has a chance to come back into the fork, it's already in this bottle of shishim. Sometimes a fork is not so hot that shishim against. What if you're kashering a big pot? It may not have shishim in the water against the gigantic size of the pot. The person says, wait till the pot is after 24 hours. Wait till it's Eina Ben Yom. The Menatera, Leah, Eina Ben Yom, does not, because it's called Mason Tamla's gum. The Menatera, you never have to catch any trace of pot after 24 hours, so but, because Mason Tamla's gum, but they made it Zerah, the Rabban, Zerah, Eina Ben Yom, so that Zerah, the Rabban, was only instituted if the Tchilas HaBliya was with Rishvah. Originally, I cooked the traces in the pot, I cooked the hummus in the pot, and it was ben yomo. The food was tasty at the time that I cooked it. And then 24 hours went by, so the blia and the dirt snack there became most in time of God. And since the steel of blia was mishpach, you have to kasher the pot in the rabbana, even though it's here for 24 hours. But if you're going to kasher the pot, even though you're not going to have shisha, trace blia is going to go into the water, then it's going to come back into the pot. There's nothing preventing it from going back. And you won't have shisha, let's say. So at that time that the whole Bliya went out, now it's going to come back in. Now it's Tchilas HaBliya was gone. Now the whole Haskalas HaBliya is a Mezen Tam was gone. Because once the pot spit it all out into the water, now the pot is clear. Now it's going to be Balei Mechadah, the Bliya Mezen Tam was gone. So that doesn't bother me. So that's what we always rely on. Whenever you cast a pot, you have to make sure that you either have shishim in the water against the fork, against the volume of the fork, Or if the fourth is an Eni Ben Yoma, the pot is an Eni Ben Yoma, then there's no problem. So say to yourself, but if you're capturing Chametz that you came in before Pesach, you don't have to be Makhtar on either. You don't need the Shishim, and you don't need the Eni Ben Yoma. Why? Because the Chametz Dikabli is a terrible. The Chametz Dikabli will go into the water and come back into the Chametz Dikapat that I'm trying to capture now. The Pesach says that'll be a not by not by not. So that's okay. There's no chametz there, just the bli and the pot. So the bli and the pot is tam rishon. The bli goes from the pot into the water is tam sheni. Goes from the water back into the pot is tam shlishi. So not is mutter even according to the chumrah of the Rivon. Says he's close to the Rivon. Now his son-in-law claims that he heard from his father-in-law. Says he denies it. Says he must have heard one. But the Rivon quotes the name of Rashi. That the heter of not by not is only if it's not Ayidei Dishul. Whenever it's Ayidei Dishul is also. The Tesis says the Nachma for that, not by not Ayidei Dishul. But if it's not by not by not, then even Ayidei Dishul will not. So that was always a practice for centuries, in the days of the Balei Atayt, which was still Mishnah Brewer, till the early 1900s. Came the Mishnah Brewer, so he wrote his spear in Shulchan Aruch, but the Chumash said, my Pesach is Yisur Bola, Hater Bola. So since the Nachma to require Rebun, so you should be Nachma. To say that not by not should be also, and therefore you shouldn't have to pay for the Dikei Kli, shouldn't have to come to Dikei Kli unless 24 hours went by. That was a new Chumrah. We never had that Chumrah. A new Chumrah from the 20th century. From the Mishnah Brewer. Because of the stealing, so enough, yeah.
I'm having a little trouble with the Muslims in English. In some of the days, in Muslim Malika, they have the Muslim country to keep the youth.
The judgment back them up,
but they don't say that one is
polish,
one is polish,
right? But it reaches a point that it stops being polish. But it is polish.
Right.
So over here, the trace of thought is polish all the years. Then it's anything is being polish. Then it's polish back to top.
Well, don't say it's one more than.
The patients go to one opinion, and it can't be Balea back to Tom that it just spit out. So then the Balea patients say, why not? It can be Balea other times. Maybe while it's busy spitting out the Tom, at that time it can't be Balea other times. But after it finishes spitting out the trace of Tom, then it'll be Balea back the same trace of Tom that it just spit out. That's the patients go to that from Malik. And they say they don't think that it resolved the issue. No. So patients here on this, Rabbi Nebar, Bal Seifa Shumer, is speaking here on Membeis on the base. That's the basis in Zochum Dab Tzadik identifies it. That this is the compromise sheet. This Kedei Klipa is neither the Rajban nor the Rabbi Thomas. But in between sheet there, that it's Bishul Kedei Klipa. So it's relevant number one for Bishul Bishabu. Number two, Umarat Rishut Abamayim. It says there in the Parsha Stav, Kli Nechoshes. I said, Tavush Albo, Umarat Rishut Abamayim. So here is, Yishover. So there's no Hagolah on the Kesher. But Kli Nechoshes has Hagolah. So the expression used by the Chumash is, Asher Tavush Albo. So it has a Bliya, Ayidei Bishon. So Tavush says, what if it has a Bliya, Ayidei Irin Kli Bishon? Do you have to kasher or not? So Tavush says, yes, Bolei HaKadei Klipa. You would have to kasher in such a way to remove that Kadei Klipa. Tesis has a distinction. If I cook traces in a pot, I assume that the bliya may possibly go through and through the whole thickness of the pot. Sometimes there are pots that are a few inches thick. Sometimes on a boat, when they're shipping something from Japan to America, so they have one container that has, and on the boat they want to keep everything warm, burning hot. So they have Kazakh mountain one pot, and then they have the adjacent pot, and they have a wall so thick in between. Sometimes 5-6 inches thick, okay. That's the shaila. Are you kosher? Said if we have travel 5-6 inches, and sometimes very hot. They have kosher oil descending in one pot, and the adjacent pot, and everything is burning hot the whole time, the whole ship for the 2 weeks while they're traveling over the Pacific Ocean. So that's the sign that there's a go through and through. So normally, under normal conditions, the kosher said if we goes through and through the whole thickness of the pot. They never had them days of time. I'm a pot that was so thick. That's why Moshe was made for that. I'm not talking about such a thick pot. I'm talking about a normal pot, half an inch thick. How thick would the pot be in the days of the time and the days of the month? Okay. So that's a new angle. So we assume that a bliya goes through and through the whole thickness of the pot, but if it's only a bliya, I get even cleavishim, then it's only going to be balei akadei klipa. So let's say if a pot became trefa, I get even. it only became great by pouring burning hot iri to Yishan, then you'd be able to do Hagola Ayde Iri. That's what Taisa says. Klisha Tashmish Ayde Iri, it became great for Iri, you have a lagir and Ayde Iri, it could both have cast both of, because the whole Bliya was only Kedek Klisha. So you can get it out with the Klisha. But Klisha is Bashal by Yisra, but if you cooked in a pot, Taisa, you assume the Bliya goes through and through and penetrates the whole thickness of the Bek and Akshara. Within reason, not if it's 10 inches thick, an inch or two thick. So the concern may be, there are different kinds of metal. I made research in metal, there are different kinds of metal. Sometimes the same as steel metal, they say the bleed doesn't go on. And other metals, the bleed does go, it can go. So that's a shaila. If you have a pot that's stainless steel, and they say based on their testing that there's no bleed, absolutely the bleed doesn't go. So do we, that's the same shaila phenomenology, do we follow, and they make experiments with radioactive isotopes to see what particle per billion you're going to have. So if they say that no, there's one particle per trillion, billion, billion. So you say you still say that there's a bleer in a stainless steel pot. That's what's done. It's a big shot. So the Rabbonim writing about these topics. So we still have to observe the dinim anymore. Like among the Rabbonim laws, maybe we should do away with some of the dinim. If they don't apply the modern laws, maybe some of the laws of bleer cable shouldn't apply. Certain kinds of metal cables. Again, so Taisha says, if you add a bleer, you may be sure when the bleer penetrated through and through. You can't do a Hagol Ayira. Ayira only affects the outer, the upper, to the Klifa. And you have to take out the bleer from the whole thickness. So that's what Taisha says. So again, it's an Achimina, the Iri Mavasa to the Klifa, an Achimina to Hilchot Shabbos. The Hilchot, how much does it ask? The Hilchot Hagolah, Chapsa Achimina. And then Taisha has another Achimina in. Iru Roskim Alatan, the Gerda Sricha Kalipa. Taisha over here doesn't explain this cryptic statement. Taisha says, nothing explains a little better. It means I have a chicken and I didn't salt it yet, so it's full of dust. So whenever you salt a chicken, you succeed, we assume that you succeed in removing the dust. That's only if the salting can succeed in removing the dust, that's naturally the dust in the capillaries. If you have dust in the arteries, the dust is not going to come out by salting. You have to yank out the big arteries. The chute have dam. But the dam and the capillaries will come out if you're going to do malicia. What happens if I cook the chicken in a pot full of blood? I cook the chicken in blood. So no problem. You just take the chicken and salt it. So Heshi says, no, that's not going to work. Dam that was midlife, they be sure into the chicken will not be yankai adi malicia. Only the dam that's not to be in the capillaries. So Heshi says, there's always a problem. You don't want a chicken with a spear beard. You want to scrape off all the hair. People don't want to eat a piece of chicken and it's going to have hair on it. So they always scrape off the hair. So they always scrape off the hair before they salt the chicken. So how do you scrape off the hair? That's not so easy to do that. So one way to do it is to singe it. So you hold the raw chicken before you salt it again. You hold the raw chicken on a fire and you start burning. You're going to hold it on a fire to burn all of these hairs. So you're going to be mavliya the dam. The fire is going to be mavliya the dam and the capillaries are going to be cooked in the chicken. So that's not an acer. So what they do all over is they pour burning hot, what the glacier companies do is they pour burning hot, well, they don't salt the chicken. They don't feel any need to salt the chicken. But if you pour burning hot water on the skin, it softens it, and then it's going to be much easier to remove all of the hair from this area. But as far as we're concerned, if you're going to pour burning hot water on the chicken before you salted it, so here is Mavato Kedei Klipa, so the upper Kedei Klipa will become trace, it'll be basar, food, kosher food, then it's Bato Bedamai, it's got cooked with the dam in it. It's cooked with the dam in it, so then the Malika is not going to help. So you're going to have to remove the upper Kedei Klipa, if you with Royce Kamala Tanagoylus before they salted it. Shiicha klipa, you have to throw out the upper Kedei Klipa from the whole surface of the tiny gerbus, because the salting is not going to help. So that's what many of the slaughterhouses in America, where they have where they slaughter poultry, so they always used to use burning hot water, and when the Rabbi Maki would come, it would be cold water. They would always know in advance when he's coming. So whenever he'd be behind his back, they would use burning hot water, makes it easier. When he would be there, so they would use cold water. The government closed down a few slaughterhouses because they caught them in their stick. They said it's false advertising. The advertising got it caught. I remember years ago, it was a scandal.
Manor Poultry, Livingston Manor, in upstate New York. The government of New York State Taxes Commission closed it down because of false advertising. They said that it's kosher and it wasn't kosher. According to Orthodox standards, it wasn't kosher. More than one place. So those are the four nashkeninas that the patient chose. On the topic of that he reads Mavacho today, please. It's only about to be up with today, please. Okay, tomorrow we will continue.
I am.